My confusion about the vaccine knows no bounds.
Right.
Associate Professor Paul Griffin, Director of Infectious Diseases at Mater Health Services, Professor at University of Queensland School of Medicine. Professor, good morning to you.
Good morning.
I saw a Norwegian bloke last night on television saying we fully expected some people aged 80 plus in aged care in Norway to die after getting the vaccine. Is that your understanding?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, what we've seen now, this vaccine has been rolled out to over 30 million people now, and unfortunately some people in their 80s are going to not make it for very long after getting the vaccine, because that's what would have happened anyway. And I guess what this shows is the strength of what we do with these vaccines is that we monitor really closely. We look at those events, and if it was thought to be related, we would have escalated this and probably halted the vaccine rollout. But it's not thought to be related, and it's just a manifestation of the reporting that we do.
Yeah, and there's a Latin expression that effectively says, it follows, therefore it's caused by. What you're saying is, it follows, but it is not caused by.
Exactly right, and as I say, it just shows that we're observing really closely. We're reporting these events to make sure they're not related. And if they were, we would have looked again at that vaccine to see if it was the right thing to do. But we are very confident these events aren't caused by the vaccine, and just because we're giving it to so many people, and including people that are elderly.
Can I just take this opportunity to have a look inside your brain box about the AstraZeneca vaccine that was initially reported to be 70% effective, because it was 62% if you gave two full doses and 90% if you gave a half dose and a full dose. But the reason people got a half dose in the first place was by accident. And yes. Now all of a sudden it's being universally reported that it's only 60% effective. Why have they done nothing about going back to see whether it's more effective if you give a half dose and a full dose?
Look, you're right to be confused, and I think that's the problem when certain people have sort of taken this this up and run with it and really only serve to confuse people. So when we analyse clinical trials, we should do it in the way they were intended to be analysed, and in those studies they're intending to pull all that data together, and if you do that, that's just 70%. So that's the number we should be talking about.
Right. Is there any chance, Prof, that they are back at the drawing board at the moment having a look at half-dose and full dose to see whether they can then get 90%.
Yeah, look, AstraZeneca are doing a great job, and the guys at Oxford, really, and they're continuing to generate data every day, and that data is being handed to the regulators in real time, so AstraZeneca are hardly even get a chance to look at that data before the regulators do. So there's data coming out every day. Those figures that were generated months ago, and that was in a publication, but there'll be a lot more data, and that's part of the reason our government's waiting, is to see that data that's rolling in to make sure it is indeed the right thing. And the main thing to say here is if our TGA, our regulator, is notorious for being of a very high standard, if they approve this vaccine, then it's the right thing to do. And I think the discussions of the last week really only served to mislead and confuse people. And, it's a great vaccine. If we look at some of the other outcomes in those trials, it was 100% at preventing severe disease.
Professor,
that's what we want, that's really great.
Professor, I hear that in the UK that more people have been vaccinated than have been getting COVID-19 in the last 24 hours. Sounds like a good thing. Is that a good thing?
Oh, absolutely. And while it might not block transmission as much as you want, and that's the same for all these vaccines, if it stops people going to hospital and stops people dying, well, that's clearly a great outcome, isn't it?
Good on you. Professor, nice to chat with you. Associate Professor Paul Griffin, University of Queensland School of Medicine. Can we ask him a question, Amelia, off air? If a waiter came up with a tray, and on the tray was the AstraZeneca vaccine and the Moderna vaccine, which glass would he take? You do feel as if you're not getting the top shelf, don't you?
Which is the one that's below, like 80 degrees below zero, it's got to be transported?
Both the Moderna and the Pfizer ones.
Right, okay.
Whereas the AstraZeneca one you can carry around in an esky.
In an esky, exactly.
It's 23 after 6.